Well, let's call the meeting to order because I think we've got a quorum now. First thing we need to do is approve the agenda with one little amendment. We were hoping that Commissioner Edney would be here today, but he spoke to the rest of the commissioners, and they decided they would take time on their November 19th board meeting at 9 a.m. And welcome us to come and listen to them debate what we need to be doing. They're going to discuss what they would like us to do. So I don't know if you want to make that, you know, one of those field trip things that we were talking about, but I really think it would be cool to go down there. And if you have any ideas that you want to put a bee in, pardon me, a bee in their bonnet, in my case it will be about bees, to things they ought to be considering, they will have to listen to the community input first before they begin to debate, so we can sort of maybe prejudice their minds a little bit.
It was the 19th?
The 19th at 9 a.m. They meet alternately 5:30 and 9, and it's always the opposite of what you think it's going to be.
You said at 9 a.m.?
9:30. No, 9. 9. I'm the one that wanders in at 9:30.
And where is it at?
Oh, it's usually in the old courthouse.
Old courthouse?
Yeah, upstairs.
Second floor?
What did you say this was for again?
They're going to discuss what they want the EAC to do in the coming year.
Oh, okay, okay.
Yeah. And again, we can maybe drop some of the things we've been discussing on them at that meeting. So if we all signed up to and took a different topic and requested them to request us to study those things, I think that would be a cool idea. So may I have a motion to approve of the agenda with the absence of Commissioner Edney?
So moved.
And
second.
All in favor? Oh, second. And
aye.
Okay. Now we need to approve the minutes from the previous meeting, which you received in an email, and you can listen to online audibly now. Isn't that amazing? I am going to make a motion to accept the minutes as published.
I will second that.
Thank you. Everybody in favor?
Aye.
Okay. Old business. Subjects, ideas, and speakers for subsequent meetings. We're sort of resuming that, but I'd like to do the pollinator research update first.
Okay. Yeah, Sheila's not here. She was unable to be here because of family issues. But I'm waiting on an email from her.
Oh, then I'll do it second.
Yeah, no, but I do have a few things that I can okay. I can inform you about from what she's told me. She has about a half a dozen residents and farmers who have already been in contact with the woman through Bee City to get beehives in their area. She's done research about the bees and how they pollinate, what their native flower is. Then I've done research on native plants to try to put them around where we put the hives to try to boost up the native plant species. I also got in contact with the DOT about how they use native and invasive species of grass for their road construction. They've used both. They said it's more like a 25-75, 25 native, 75 invasive, because they are more abundant and they can get them easier. So that's what they told me about that. As far as the bees goes, Sheila has a whole bunch of research on the bees. I wish I had more that I could give you, other than she does have participants. She has gotten in contact with the lady from Bee City and is also attending one of the meetings for Henderson County Bee. Yeah. So she's has joined with them to find out more about where she could put them. Blue Ridge is also, it's still going through their board, but there's a chance that they're going to allow us to put stuff there, too, with their horticulture students.
Because because that logically is part of horticulture. If you mm-hmm. don't have pollinators, you don't have
yeah.
fruit.
Yeah. yeah, and they do a lot with the native plant species as
yeah.
well. So they are also going to help with us to grow more plants if we need to transport plants to wherever Sheila puts these beehives. So, but she has a ton of information. I really hate that she's not here or didn't send the email yet. But
yeah. Well, maybe we can do a little addenda at the end of the meeting.
Let us know when it comes in.
Yeah, as soon as it comes, I'll let you know.
I can add some information to that. I went to the, remember the presenter suggested that we go to the site to get the local plants that are good in Asheville anyway. And I went there, and I wanted to print it out and give everybody one, but it when I tried to transfer it over from their JPEG or whatever file they had, it and usually I have no problem at all, when I pasted it into a list of 16 pages instead of and I did choose, you know, previous format, but so, and I've tried it other times, and I've tried several different methods. So go there and print out your own thing. And I think it would be worthwhile to get it into shape. I may sit there and erase all the commas and, you know, get it into shape for you sometime when I have nothing better to do. And add to that, you know, if you find a local pollinator that a local nursery has, also if you find online, if you like to cruise around, if you find a site that has inexpensive plants that the DOT might be attracted to,
mm-hmm.
When we built a house in New Orleans a million years ago, our builder told us he didn't have a source for thermal windows, the double pane windows, because nobody needed them in the South. So I went online and found a couple of local sources for him and presented him with them, and he used them. And a year later, he was featuring thermal pane windows in his advertising for his custom homes. So if, you know, if we do the work for them, maybe that will enable
yeah.
them.
I think she did find a possible provider out toward Carl Sandburg's, that place that she mentioned when she was here last time. I don't know what it's called, but it's some kind of...
Oh, way past Carl Sandburg's.
Yeah. I cannot think of the name of it.
I've driven by.
For the life of me. But they do a lot of living off the land, being completely self-sustained kind of group.
Yeah.
And they have beehives, bee communities. You know, I think that was one that she was going to try to go through as well. Because they are... completely self-sustained is more and willing to help others get on the same level.
Yeah.
And, of course, it was just talking about the bees, but they make their own honey, so they have an abundance of bees, and they are more than willing to ship their bees somewhere in return to get the honey.
Aha. Uh-huh.
So she has spoke with them a little bit. I don't know all the information, but I do know that there was another person interested in providing native bees.
Wonderful. And just by the by, the Mother Earth News this month has in it a whole article on pollinators and pollinating, so how to take a paintbrush and pollinate, how mm-hmm. to buzz pollinate. you use a electric toothbrush up against your plant to buzz pollinate plants.
Your plants.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
So if anybody wants to read that, maybe they can get it online. Thank you, Kimberly.
No problem.
Okay, on to the discussion of what we would like to discuss and what things we think we ought to be doing. Do I have a consensus that I bring up at this commissioners' meeting that we want to discuss the possibility of encouraging the town to make its decision in favor of pollinators and against using Roundup if they can possibly avoid it, you know, if they can get mm-hmm. a natural. I'm not saying don't use it and spend $40,000 million picking out kudzu by hand, but there is spurious use of it, unnecessary use of it, and I think if they could be made conscious of that.
Are you talking about within city limits?
Yeah, within the county limits.
Okay.
It would be wonderful.
Can I just make a note on that? At the county, when we're looking at doing when we're doing landscaping and things, a lot of the time, unless it's within our public, not public works, that's the city, unless it's within our central surfaces or grounds at the county level, a lot of things as far as landscaping is bid out to contractors because that's how we do business. So unless the contractors are aware of local options and they can get them at a decent price, which will also reflect what the county is able to pay, you know, within the bidding range, that would really be the angle to go at it from. We don't have, I did check with Marcus, and we don't have like a policy at the county level as far as you have to have local native species for pollination, again, because it's a bidding process, and that's how any municipality is going to work. The same with DOT, I mean, they're going to have their own kind of internal policy. But if you wanted to make a recommendation to the commissioners, it would just be something along the lines of when work is done to try and find, because not, you know, a native species is not always going to be the most cost effective.
Mm-hmm.
So there is that element, and I should just keep in mind the consideration of the economical side of being able to do it, but I just want to let you know that.
I'm not so focused on native species, although they're preferred because they survive better with less maintenance, which costs money. Using pollinators rather than using
for natives or
just a pretty plant, a pansy. I mean,
right, something that is flowering can attract pollinators, absolutely.
Yeah.
But natives are a part of that mix.
Yeah,
so
it would definitely be preferred. So I will suggest that they include a line in their contracts that when feasible they always use pollinators and preferably local hardy plants whenever they are planting for beauty, or even covering ground.
I'm sorry, I don't mean to keep moving in. I'm not even sitting down there. You may want to see if there's other municipalities that have something similar if you are looking to make a recommendation, just for the wording. That's up to you, but I would just throw it out there. I'm done. I'm sorry.
Well, since Asheville
no, that's
was...
No, that's a good idea.
And since Asheville is a bee city, let's ask them how they do it.
Yeah, I'm sure they have plenty of information.
I'm copying Asheville.
You don't have to tell them that.
We won't tell.
Don't tell my friends. for wording.
We're going to change it and make it our own.
Mm-hmm. Where it's going to be economically sensible because we're going to be saving maintenance. We're going to be helping our farmers be more productive and make more money because we're saving the bees. You know, we'll do our slant.
Yeah, help everybody.
Yeah. Has anybody else got something they would like to present? Let's just go around the table. What do you want to present? Can you get there at 9 o'clock in the morning? Or are you?
I have to look at my schedule. So for now, skip me.
Okay. What day of
next
the week is that?
Wednesday.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I can do that. I could attend.
Oh, I left my phone plugged in, and that's where my calendar is, so I'll have to check. But
I don't know whether
I'll
I can attend or not, but it's 50-50. Anyway, I will try to.
Email me if you have an idea you want presented.
Yeah, okay.
I am working that day.
Rats. Email
so
me.
Let me see what I can.
Tell them it's for a good cause.
Don't tell them anything. I've got time to take off. I'm going to take it.
There you go.
But let me see what I can do.
Okay. But if you find yourself getting up to, you know, a day or so before and are not going to be able to come, just send me an email and
sure.
I'll.
So would that be a day that you would for sure want a lot of this stuff that Sheila has? For sure.
Presenting something to them would be a good idea, you know,
okay.
A handout.
Yeah.
For example, I'm going to go and check the wording in the Asheville
mm-hmm.
thing and have that. So maybe get it to me a couple of 3 days before, and I'll put it all together and have something to present that we are not going to necessarily read, but they can
yeah.
use.
Have something.
Yeah.
You can always send. So if you come up with something, you can send it to me or the clerk, and she can provide a copy to the commissioners beforehand.
Oh, goody.
So I don't know what the deadline is. They get their packets a week before, about 5 or so days before.
So probably by next Tuesday.
It needs to be next week, but I'm happy to pass that on to her if you do come up with something.
Okay.
Are you going to, do you want to do the bees thing?
I'm writing a note for Sheila. Because
okay.
Sheila is the bee queen, okay? So
queen
I'm going to let her, I'm just writing notes for her.
Okay.
So
no, I mean, at the meeting, are you going to come, and, or do you have another idea you'd like to be presented?
I just want to come and give you moral support.
Okay.
I mean,
maybe
not
we could
scared
split
to
the
get
bee
up
presentation.
Yeah, I'm not scared to get up there and talk
good,
either.
Good. Have you got something not bees that you would like to?
Pam, I'm not going to be able to come that day. I'd be happy to send something in my name, but I don't have any ideas.
Something you would like them to consider or are considering. But we'll put that all together. And Ryan, have you got an idea?
I've always got some ideas, but I don't know. It's a tough thing to nail down, because I think all of us probably have a couple of things we'd like to see. It's what's something that we could accomplish through the commissioners in a reasonable amount of time, say a year. I'd like to see some exploration. I was really impressed this year in the Apple Festival how we were able to forego any use of styrofoam. I think that's tremendous. I don't know about you guys, but the previous owners of my home, when I was tilling up the land to create a garden, I found flip-top cans from the 80s and styrofoam plates that came out. Looked like they were just bought a day before, and they were probably 20 years old. So I think it could be tremendous if there was some way that the county could encourage the non-use of styrofoam, but I understand that has economic impact. So I mean, it's lighter to transport and all that good stuff. It's cheaper for the vendor. So I don't know how the best way to language that for the commissioners would be.
So can I just
sure.
add into that? I'm sorry, I keep jumping in. There is an Apple Festival board, and they are kind of their own nonprofit entity. And so the county's not necessarily tied in just because they're their own nonprofit. We are tied in the fact that we're a part of it. We're in charge of all solid waste. We work with Public Works to do solid waste. As far as I understand with the styrofoam, the way that it works is the vendors sign a contract a year ahead of the festival. Mm-hmm. And so in the letter that they signed a year ago, they agreed to not bring styrofoam this year.
Yeah.
So I've asked already, because I did composting this year at the festival,
right.
So I asked Dave Nicholson if we could try and come up with some recommendations for compostable or affordable biodegradable options rather than styrofoam. And he said, I'm welcome to take any recommendations. It's the affordability. So I'm not trying to discourage you from going to the commission. It's just it might be something we need to talk with the Apple Festival committee beforehand. Just,
right.
But I hear what you're saying, and I do think it's important to continue on with that. So
I ran into a stone wall at church when I was saying, why are we using all this styrofoam? For one thing, we have cabinets full of real china cups.
Sure.
And for two, why don't we use paper cups? And I was rocked immediately back onto my heels that if I wanted to donate the money to pay four times as much for paper as for styrofoam, go to it.
Sure. Well, I think the comments around that are right. I think it sometimes needs more research, and I think you do yourself a disservice to give them too much of an unpolished concept,
yes.
Because then they can get discarded too quickly when it needed really more investigation on the front end. Something else that I think is really interesting is the composting. I've heard of other municipalities around, a lot of them are in places like Vermont, where they have community composting. In other words, you would bring maybe 2 60-gallon trash bags full of leaves in the fall, and I come back in the spring and I get a ratio of that in compost for my garden or whatever it is. I know we have a program where the county takes receipt of leaves, but I'm not sure what happens to that. So
they mulch a lot of it.
Do they?
Yeah, and we use it. We can't, as a municipality, we can't sell it.
I see.
There's only one private operation regionally that is permitted to process compost food and yard waste,
mm-hmm.
and that's Danny's Dumpsters.
Yeah.
But I have definitely been charged internally as staff to look at is what we're not really sure about, just because there's different levels of permitting. But we're looking at it, and we definitely need some more research and ideas about what the municipalities
and
are doing.
And I do think maybe one of the mechanisms this committee could work on is just that research piece. So maybe if it's between the commissioners and the engineering department, they say, yeah, that's a good idea, but it needs... We need to spend more time kind of digging through all the possibilities, peeling back the layers of the onion, whatever you want to say. Maybe we can be the people that can kind of help put energy into that research. And then I think it would be pretty neat if the commissioners have something they want to consider, whether it be composting or bees or whatnot, if the engineering department has a thought on it, a feeling on it, and then we have a sense of what we think could be or how this could benefit the community. I think that would be a great utility for this committee if we could work ourselves into that kind of position.
And I think your point about coming when you request something, coming with a solution,
fully prepared,
is very important. Because I went home after going at church and got on the internet and did my research, and I found neat little bamboo spoons instead of those plastic forks. And the next time I paid for it, because I'm in a financial position where I could for a 4th of July picnic I had at home, and I got the least expensive and biodegradable and paper and stuff like that, but it really was prohibitively expensive once I did my research.
Also, some of the laws are not totally enforced about the avoidance of styrofoam. There are laws, in fact, around it, but they're not enforced.
We have laws? We have laws in Henderson County?
In North Carolina.
North Carolina?
Yeah.
Ah.
I only came across this in some other, let's say, associated research.
Yeah.
But the fact are there are some laws against styrofoam use in certain types of applications. But unfortunately, they're not enforced. I'd like to ask another question, actually, perhaps of yourself and Rachel. Do you know if there's a list for the North Carolina. North Carolina municipalities have a challenge they have to meet to get certain awards. And this town, Hendersonville, has done pretty well, actually, and it's got the top award. I was just wondering, is there a similar thing for the counties? It would list, you know, various challenges that you have to meet to get a certain award level and recognition level. I've never heard of it expressed in terms of the county, but there certainly is one for the municipalities in this state. So I'm just wondering if you knew about that, because that would give us a real good set of guidelines that we could discuss and take to the county commissioners.
You're hired.
Rachel is going to do all the hard work.
You're talking about like a state recognition of a county or a municipality due to their efforts?
Well,
there's
two different levels, let's say. First of all, you meet the basic level, then you go into a lot of very specific avoidance of this, use much more green in this, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a combination of things. It isn't just totally environmentally.
Who gives the award?
But it's a state recognition.
Right. Yes,
deal?
And there's state recognition of this. But I was just wondering if there is such a organization for the counties. This is the North Carolina League of Municipalities referring to towns like Hendersonville.
Okay.
But is there one applicable to the county, to the counties?
Well, there's the League of Municipalities. That's a lot of cities, and then there is a County Commissioners Association.
If you wouldn't mind looking, because it might have some, you know, guidelines that really, you know, we could help to get implemented, and perhaps they just languish a bit at the moment. I don't know, but the ones for the municipalities such as Hendersonville, there's some really good ones in there, in my personal opinion. And Hendersonville has had a very good record in meeting these requirements. So, of course, is Asheville, but so are some very small towns as well. You'd be quite surprised at some of the small towns in the eastern part of the state.
And it, again, is an economically feasible thing, because I know I made the decision based on many things, the symphony, the Flat Rock Theater, the you know, various facilities that we had. But one of the things on my list was they would pick up the recycling, that I didn't have to bag it and take it. Mm-hmm. And that appealed to me as a place to retire.
Right.
It was a desirable thing. So you're going to find out if there is such an animal?
Well, let me work with Rachel on that, because I don't personally have the means. I mean, it'd have to come through some county organization.
Who? The builders have this green housing scale. You get a platinum, you get a...
Right. It's a similar concept to that.
Yeah.
But
and
I've only seen one for the municipalities. I haven't seen one for the county.
Oh, no, who does that? Who awards that? Who are they?
Building recognition.
The building council.
Yeah. And who are they?
The program.
When they're at home.
I've heard of Green Building Council. I don't know.
Yeah. They're not a state organization or.
No.
Not
they're a national organization.
A
national
private
nonprofit. And they recognize certain green level buildings. Warren Wilson College up past Asheville is recognized. They have a couple buildings that are recognized through this association, yes.
So
I think it's Green Leaf, but I'm
Isn't the Eco Building one as well?
Yes.
Yeah, because
they have the
has
top
tons
rating.
Of information.
The Law Enforcement Center is built to meet standards of
LEED.
That's it.
Yeah.
I think in Green Leaf,
two elementary schools in the county
are
also built to LEED standards.
LEED.
So, David, if you'll get me on that.
All right.
That would be interesting. There is such an animal. Okay, so I'm hearing styrofoam.
Well, I think just as we're kind of talking through the pieces of how this mechanism would work going to the commissioners, I think since we had someone at the last meeting present on B-City and the potential mm-hmm. benefits it would provide, I think we're best poised to present that to the commissioners
mm-hmm.
as kind of a unified front of, like, this is what the EAC thinks is a legitimate next step for us to look at from an environmental perspective for Anderson
mm-hmm.
County. That would be my thought on it, is let's work on that rather
concentrate
than
concentrate on one
rather than kind of get
more
spread out too much on different items.
Is there an apple growers association?
Probably.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I think so.
Because
do you know the answer to that question? Yeah, there's an apple growers association. You probably go to the backside of the building here where the agribusiness office is and get all the details from it.
Okay, I'll stop on the way home because it would be nice to touch base with them. And I've seen the sign going by.
You get them on your side.
Yeah, well, they're already there. They're the ones that, you know, desperately.
And a few of the farmers that I've spoke to already use bee providers that bring
mm-hmm.
bees in every year.
Yeah.
So a lot of people already use it, just it's not... It's widely known, I guess, or researched and what is happening because we are doing this.
And with the absent colonies becoming absent more and more, I imagine renting those bees is becoming
more expensive.
More and more expensive.
Mm-hmm.
And if we have our own bees happily buzzing about, maybe they won't. You know, I hate bees.
I'm allergic.
Exactly. I see a bee and I'm. Oh, you can have the car. I get out of the car and leave the car to the bee.
Yeah.
There's also the agriculture agent at Cooperative Extension who would know a lot of answers. So I would reach out to them for actual details or data, even. Cooperative Extension is in Jackson Park.
Jackson Park,
They do the 4-H there, too, and all sorts of things. Okay, I've got two assignments. I need to call the Apple Growers Association and the Ag Agent at the Extension and find out what their needs are and their expressed desires are. I don't know yet whether we need to, the research is just not, it's like 2 or 3 years out. The counties and municipalities that have banned using post and Roundup, and that we just do not have the data yet to be able to say this is what causes it. The science is still being done. So I think what we need to be promoting now is pollinators and habitat. There's a lot on that bee site about every bee in the world doesn't make a hive. Some pollinators, you need to, like rotating your crops, you also need to, it says right in the Bible, let land rest. And that wasteland is where the bees will go and form their underground homes. So, you know, there's things we can do that are not, that have been proven and have already have the science behind it. In about 2 or 3 years, we'll probably know about the pesticides. I don't want to go off, you know, my horrible, in my lifetime, my experience with Rachel Carson's Silent Spring, when she mentioned that, I just went flipping. Because she did this very dramatic book about, oh, the birds are falling off their perches and people are dying of DDT, and everybody believed it. And we stopped spraying for malaria in Africa and killed thousands and thousands of little black babies.
Millions.
Millions. Because we went off half-cocked before the science was done. I mean,
they still use DDT now.
Yeah.
But they use it to spray
very
homes.
Very limited.
Yeah.
Instead, like, against surfaces instead of
yeah.
in the air.
Yeah. But, I mean, soldiers in World War II were sprayed down for lice with DDT, and nobody's complained that it was Agent Orange or anything. Nobody died. Nobody got twitchy. Nobody had deformed children. You know, we just weren't looking at the facts. We were looking at the feelings. And so I don't want to do that with this. But I do want to suggest the things we can do that are economically possible at this time. It's better than sitting there doing nothing while we wait for the research. The things that have been researched and are backed up. Enough of that. Do we have any new business other than our stuff about bees? And I'll take good notes at the meeting and come back with things they want us to do, and we can pick some. I mean,
I do like his composting idea for a future project.
Let's put that
composting?
In.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes.
Community?
Yeah, I've been sitting here being in some stuff while you're doing it.
Composting program through the landfill. Providing composting
area.
No, I'm thinking of receptacles that are sold to the public.
They
I
have
know several states do that. Several.
We used to, and I think there was an issue with us selling it.
They have them at Sam's.
I know they are.
Yeah. But you have to think of it on a larger scale.
But there
yeah.
are there's plenty of options where people can research to buy their own. But no, out at the transfer station we have a yard waste pile.
Right.
And they mulch it there, and because we do have to keep everything filled up there, so we don't have erosion problems. So how they use it there, but there's different types of permitting, different levels for different kinds of composting. So we're just level one. Food composting is about level 3 or 4. We're just not there yet.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
But I just know north, they landfills up north, they will sell a receptacle for people to home compost.
But I'm not 100% sure why we stopped, but I think it has to do
something
with us selling
yeah.
a product. So
I wonder if we used his idea and, like, you go down to the used bookstore down on in Flat Rock and you can get a chip for handing in so many books, and then you can come back and put that toward buying new books.
That would be going into the community composting
idea, which would not be actually selling anything, would it?
Mm-hmm.
You'd be
as an educational piece, could we put together perhaps something on a home do-yourself built receptacle for composting?
Yeah.
Do we have a component like that already?
So I think it's a bigger topic when Megan was in my position of years ago. She worked on this a lot, and we did at one point have a section on the engineering webpage about composting.
Mm-hmm.
I had it taken down because I'm redoing it, and
okay.
I'm working with the ag agent at Extension and their master gardeners.
And you're going to make it better and put it back up.
Yeah, because
yeah.
the information is really wrong, but what I normally do when people call me about composting is send them to the master gardeners program at Extension. Because they really are the experts. So, but but if we're interested, we can always have them come and talk to us. Or they do have a demo garden at Jackson Park. We can go there.
Is that also the same people that recycles the Christmas trees every year?
I think that was 4-H, but it's at the same place, yeah.
As an elderly member of our community, and there's a lot of retired people here, anything where I'm not out there shoveling appeals to me massively. You know,
sure.
Bagging it up, taking it in, letting somebody else turn it over periodically when it needs to be turned
over.
It's
a lot of work to compost.
Yeah. I think more people would be likely to do it if they, you know, had the option of bringing their chit back and saying, I have
but there's still a lot of people that won't come back and get the ration of of compost too.
Yeah.
And there's still
Well, you got a problem with people personally doing that, either transporting it to or transporting
it
from.
Yeah, if you don't have a pickup truck.
I mean, you got to have a pickup truck to be able to.
Well,
a person like me, I much rather as a citizen, I much rather have. I would prefer county. Being
to
a resource
to
be able to teach me how I can do it at home.
Yeah, and it's something that I got curious about a couple of years ago when I started composting at home. You have to be dangerous with this community composting premise because there are certain pesticides and things people put on their yards, their plants.
Contaminated.
You can have what they call killer compost.
Yeah.
So basically,
yep.
One cup full of killer compost could conceivably kill. You know, this many 100 pounds of compost just because it kills all the microfauna in there, basically.
Right.
So I think it's something we could research, but it's got a lot of nuances to it that we just don't know about yet.
And if the county's compost went and killed my plants, I would not be a happy camper.
Yeah, we'd not be happy.
Yeah, we'd have no control.
You wouldn't be able to point the finger.
And it wouldn't be community. We're talking community.
Yeah.
Okay.
Didn't I thought the Ag Extension at Jackson Park sold composters. I thought that was where I got mine from. It's been
well, like
she
said,
years.
It might have been the 4-H to kind of raise money.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
How much did you pay for it?
I don't even remember.
See, I think I remember when we sold them, and I think I looked at it and went, oh, I can't pay that. That's too much.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But, you know, it's one of those things. I think the nice thing about it is you can do it on just bare ground. You can repurpose things like pallets. You really can go as easy or as difficult as you want and spend as little
or
as much
money. If I was provided with a plan to build my own, that would be.
Yeah.
That appeals to me.
We used to just have a heap down in the back corner.
Yeah, that's all.
And my husband would go turn it over every month.
If you want a closed and a tumbler and all that, then it gets complicated.
Yeah, but I agree with you. So let's bring that up as a possible maybe thing. Okay, so I've got the bees, and I've got the composting, and I've got this possible styrofoam. Who's going to do? Are you doing the styrofoam? Who's doing the styrofoam?
I looked up, just so you know, for some information. There is 20 cities in the United States that has banned styrofoam in city limits, one of them being New York City.
You're kidding.
Nope. Says it right here.
So it's not just supersize me, it's supersize me in a small cup. Paper cup.
You know, and if a big city can do it, little cities can do it for sure.
Right.
Yeah.
But we're not a city, we're county.
County.
Yeah.
But still. They have more there than in one city that this whole state has.
Right.
You know?
So are you proposing that we ban styrofoam in Henderson County?
No, I'm not proposing anything. No, I'm not proposing anything. I'm just saying I'm all about getting more knowledge. So I Googled it, and that's what I came up with. And I kept linking, and that's what I found.
Google paper cup cost.
Paper cup cost?
Yeah. Cost of paper cups.
Yeah, I'm a good one.
I guess we have an expert in this town, in any case, by the name of Rick Burt. Rick's probably quite happy to come along here and give us some further insights.
What's the terrible gas that it makes when it burns? Formaldehyde?
Carpet gives off formaldehyde.
Mm-hmm. Oh, what is the... There's something that it... When it burns, I know the reason we're mad at it. I mean, there's a reason we don't want to have styrofoam in our, other than it's just ugly and hangs around forever.
Google that.
What? What am I going to
do? What gas does styrofoam give off when it burns?
Okay.
It's poisonous.
Rachel, do you, have you seen this, the commissioners kind of debate on a topic before? Do you have a sense of how that goes? I mean, is it... I'm just curious. I haven't seen that before, so...
Well, this is kind of a unique committee because you're advisory in capacity, whereas
right.
a lot of the other committees are appointed as boards to make decisions on tangible tasks, like approving permits and things of that nature. So I see they've talked about some things, but really just because of the nature of the different kinds of committees, the commissioners take recommendations from those committees, and they have to review them, and then staff put their
sure.
recommendations on those. So I really think the nice part about where you are as an advisory committee, like you kind of mentioned, you really do have the opportunity to do some research and get your thoughts. And as citizens, that's what they want to hear from you on, what matters to you. And if it couples with some of the things that we're working on as staff, you know, and they can meld together and they're economically feasible,
yeah.
and don't put it undue burden on business or whatever,
sure.
then it makes sense to talk about those kinds of things.
Sure.
So, but as far as advisory capacity, I'm not really sure.
Yeah, I understand.
Some of the other committees are, they're making really big decisions on
yeah.
things like senior care and housing, and not that this isn't less important.
Yeah, I understand. Just a different orientation, basically.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think we had sort of gotten to a point where we were, before the turnover, was... why are we in existence? What are we supposed to be doing? What is the meaning of life? You know.
Sure, sure.
And so, God bless them, they're going to actually debate what the meaning of our committee is, and do they need us, and what
so
do they need us to do?
So knowing all that, would it be helpful to for us at, in the EAC to know what the engineering department's working on, like kind of what your to-do list is for the next 12 months? Because I really think we're doing ourselves and the community a disservice if we go and try to serve up styrofoam or composting and it's not being fully vetted, because they're just going to kill it. Because I would,
mm-hmm.
if I was a commissioner, and you're like, all you tell me is it's bad, that's not
yeah,
going to cut
some
it.
Gas or other.
Yeah, I think, and the other thought I have is, if this is the first time they've gone through this kind of debating process, it's probably advantageous for us to give them kind of low-hanging fruit, and I think bees are somewhat low-hanging
oh,
fruit.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
You know.
It's going back to how much we've got more time into this than anything else. I mean, we're just bringing up suggestions now.
Mm-hmm.
2 weeks away,
yeah.
we're
yeah.
not going to present
yeah,
anything
right.
2 weeks from now.
Yeah. What we're looking at is what they want us to be doing
right.
and what we will do for the next year, and then about this time next year we would present some ideas.
Right.
This is when they start considering the budget for next year. In about a month or so, they'll be starting to work on the budget. So that's when we want to come in saying, we think this would be advisable and make our community a better place to live, and it would cost this much, or it won't cost anything, or we need a little salary for somebody to go around and do that. I think the less things cost, the more popular they're going to be.
Exactly.
Or if they can be self-sustaining, like if it turns out that planting a sustainable plant that is native and doesn't need any attention, and you don't have to mow it, and it attracts bees, and you don't have to put a lot of fertilizer on it, and a lot of post and Roundup on it. It would save money for pesticide and fungicide, and it would save money for mowing. And it might cost a little bit more for the plant, but it will even out. You know, we can hopefully at that point where we suggest things. So we're suggesting we're going to work on the bees, not that we want them to do this particular thing yet.
And at this time, when they do their meeting, will they also make suggestions to us, like, hey, can you find out more information about this? And
that's what they're going to talk about.
Okay.
We're just...
about all of our quality of life, and they want to know what's important to you, and what's important to you as citizens is what we need to know, because it does help kind of figure out some of what we do as staff.
for
what
audience.
What do you think is going to just make Henderson County the best it can be for you and for visitors? So just think about that. I don't think, because they're kind of looking to you, not to be the experts, but you're invested in the Environmental Advisory Committee for the environment, but also for the community. So just keep that in mind.
Okay. Not going on the record, quiet. Don't write that down. Dumb question. Does our environment include public art?
Public art, like the bears?
Yeah, you might call that public art. Yes.
Well,
I'm being
art.
A snob. Yes.
Okay.
You ever went to bears?
I love the bears, but I just never thought of them as art.
Oh. So what do you consider an art?
Well, like, was anybody on the board that put in that?
The mural, the wall murals?
No, the mountain in front of the bank.
Mountain.
Yeah. Anybody here have any skin in that game? Okay. Then I can say, if there had been some discussion, in Cary we had a public art council that had started as part of the Cary Cultural Arts Association, and where we raised money for public art and we researched public art and we bought public art and paid for its maintenance. So the maintenance of the piece was part of the cost of the piece. And so by and large, we had a lot of people with different opinions, you know, like that were not snobs, for example, about bears on the committee. And I want a bear. I have a goat. I have that goat. But I wonder if that's part of our purview.
Well, it's
our environment.
It is. Environment's a broad term. I mean,
yeah.
It's anything around us.
Like, what could
we
do to prevent that thing up there?
Oh,
sure,
to prevent art?
No, that particular thing.
Oh.
Like, if any, I don't believe anybody had any. Yeah. From what I heard, and this is just rumor, that the people that approved it had no architectural, no art, no background in sculpture, no.
And who was it that approved?
I don't know.
Well, someone has it.
Yeah, and you know, like the Builders Association or something. I'm pulling that out of the air. But and this is all off the record.
As she speaks in the microphone.
Well, I started with this is off the record. This is off the record.
Well, I didn't see that. But I do like the bears, too.
I like the bears.
And they're all right there in
and
the courthouse.
And as I said,
right
I
now
have a goat.
Several of them in the courthouse right when you walk
yeah.
up. I went, that's cool. Almost like the guard.
Yeah, the
yeah.
bear guard. Are they for sale? Can people buy them?
I
thought they already had the
auction.
They had the auction?
Every year they auction them off.
Yeah. And you can get one to go in front of your ice cream with an ice cream cone in front of your ice cream store.
In front of your yard, in front of your house.
I was given this goat
for the
last
bear for the kids.
Yard art is something there are covenants about. Like, I didn't ask permission to put this goat out in my front yard, but I've got it there, so somebody might come along and tell me I can't do that goat. But I'm very fond of that goat.
I don't see that as being, I'm new, but I don't see that as being part of our job description, and I think if we try to go in that direction, we're going to spread ourselves
too thin. Okay. So that was my question, is do you think that's part of our...
I tend to agree with that.
Okay, I've got two against...
Yeah, I'm
not
critic.
An art person.
Okay, don't get into art.
I think it's too subjective.
I know what I like, and that's all I know.
Yeah, the... okay, I'm hearing, no, it's not part of our purview.
Yeah.
Back on the record.
Well, I do have a question before you go on. Does anyone know who, is it Duke Power that does, like, the green solar panels, like the solar fields that they have, like, out in Dana area? Like, who promotes that? Is it the power company?
Isn't that a private... thing,
there's a lot of private solar installation companies, and there's all kinds of regulations with being able to produce the energy from a solar field or what have you,
mm-hmm.
and then tie it back into the grid system.
Yeah, because I'm on that solar grid.
You are?
Yeah, I'm one of 200 homes
cool.
that's on that solar grid.
Yeah.
I know when we were researching the incinerator type, getting rid of waste. Everybody was talking about Duke would not buy the power at a decent rate because they didn't want the competition kind of thing. But see, these have government supports. And
yeah, it has to go through somebody. And I mean, I know that I hear like tons of stuff at school about going green and green cities and how they're trying to be completely self-sustained and, you know,
it
as well.
Could be tied into an electric cooperative also.
Yeah, I still get a Duke power bill, but I see it's on my bill of my solar to coal ratio.
Now, they've been mandated to have so much of their production be from green sources.
Yeah, I know Duke has some kind of program that they've been promoting for the last 2 years about residential solar installations.
Yeah, that's just one of my interests. Is renewable energy is a big interest of mine, and I've searched it from landfills using the methane gas to power the BMW plant.
Yeah,
like you know, they use the methane to power some of their plant, and you know, they have a lot of solar panels. They even have
we
wind
do the
turbines.
Same thing here.
Do we?
Yeah, we have. Yeah, they done. They've got to extract methane.
Do they really? Yeah. I had no clue.
I see you got on here where you got a tour of the facility, and we may help show it to you. I guess.
I know. I'm very interested in that.
Where?
Here at the county.
You don't extract methane anymore. We have.
Is it depleted?
No, it's not depleted. There was a company who was, you have to have a really high tech system to pull it out and refine it. So we're no longer in the contract with the company to do that. We do
that
still have.
Right,
so it's just released.
I know who the company was.
And the system in the
But they don't extract it anymore.
Not currently. We didn't do that thing, no.
You know, something that is economically feasible now without government supplements, and we have the technology for it, is solar hot water.
The biggest bang for your buck.
Yeah, it is. I have solar hot water.
Yeah.
We had one in
95 Courthouse.
Ah.
Oh, yeah, that would be great.
Well, we're getting on to 5 o'clock.
Sorry.
You didn't set your clock back.
Uh-oh.
Sorry, I didn't mean to get off the
so
subject,
maybe we could,
but that's one of my big things that I would love to see. You know, is that, hey, Henderson County, they don't need to burn coal no more.
We haul out garbage now to Spotwood.
No, it's actually Waynesville.
Okay.
Yeah, it's actually Waynesville. It used to go that way, but now they've had like this issue with going over borders and whatever. So now they're like, okay, we're just hauling it to Waynesville. At least that's what I heard as of 6 months ago.
We still haul Union County, but our hauling contract is going to be up for RFP within a year, so there's lots of options. But lots of states are starting to say, no, I don't want out-of-state waste. So lots of places are forced to make another decision.
Mm-hmm. Not in
That's
my
how
backyard.
We get our beautiful mountains. Sorry.
From not having garbage dumps?
No, we just cover it up and it's garbage mountains.
They have one in, we were down in Suffolk, and if you go east, there's a Mount Trashmore.
Yeah, there's one in Florida, too.
That they've made into a park. Swing sets. Hiking trails.
Sounds like fun.
Okay. We know what we're doing. We're going to the meeting. What do we want to go see next for our next field trip? Do you want to make our next meeting?
I'm down with going, like, in 10 minutes.
Can we do that?
You guys can walk the hand.
Cool.
Okay. So, can I just give you my update real quick and then we can talk about it?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. So, I have a new recycling brochure and it's online. I'll pass this around so you guys can see it, but it's online. Please download it. I just put it up about a week and a half ago. Kevin, here, we'll just pass that around. I didn't bring enough copies because I left them at Blue Ridge, but it's updated. It's got all the new programs we're doing in it, including asphalting and recycling.
Oh, that went through.
Yes, so we started asphalting and recycling in September, and presented a couple times on it, and probably going to be doing some press releases still coming up, and so some of the asphalt that we collect will of trying to get that started, hopefully to start collecting by the end of January. So we're going to actually be doing a really big campaign and working with the marketing company to brand it, and we'll do a whole thing on the website. Hopefully I'll have a billboard or two, and there'll be a whole campaign about Mercury Products Recycling, so I'll definitely need your help in promoting that. So I'll be doing the development over the next couple of months.
So that's those little screwy light bulbs?
CFLs. Pretty much anything that can use mercury that's in your house, we can take it, which will be really, really great thing to get that out of people's homes.
You read the how to recycle it, or if something breaks, and you better to have a hazmat suit on.
Yeah, hazmat comes in.
Yeah.
I know, it's insane.
And I break things.
I do too. It's a little scary talking about taking loads of it, because we have to go through a lot of training and stuff to accept it from the public. So there'll be some rules on when and how much we can take from people. And especially because it's a grant, I have to track everything. So you'll have to fill a form out, I'm sorry, but you will, so I can have the loads. So some of the things that I'm working on, kind of at the staff level, so the mercury products is about to be a big thing for me. I'm always trying to find new recycling programs that we can bring to the community, so I'm always looking for new markets for items. There's a really big list of things you can't recycle on that brochure, but we're always looking for more. So the mercury products recycling program, I'm doing a lot of energy management internally, so working with our central services and facility services folks to just kind of understand, as county employees, how we use energy and how the public uses energy at our public facilities, and looking at ways to reduce costs and save energy. So I'm doing a lot of learning on that. I went to an energy class, actually, to learn about that. And then composting is kind of within the next 12 months. It's still kind of a new concept for state. Deaner at the state, just as far as permitting and types of composting. There's lots of rules about food and, like you said, pesticide laden stuff. So there's just going to be a big learning curve for me on that for the next couple of months. So any information or resources you guys have that you don't mind sharing with me, I'd love to know about those.
I don't want food composting because it attracts bears.
Yeah, well, there's all
kinds of... You know, in my backyard.
We have all kinds of creatures that live out at our transfer facility. We have lots of creatures there that would love to get their hands, their paws.
So
energy and recycling are kind of two of the bigger things that I'm working on, but I'm always just kind of researching and trying to figure out things that other communities are doing cost effectively to provide more services for the community. So, you know, ask citizens if you think of things that you really, really would love to have, and if we can figure out a way to make it feasible, always come to any of us in engineering or any of us at the county. But so that's, I know that's only a couple things, but those are really big things kind of out on the horizon. I'm also kind of looking at some alternative fuel options for more of our fleet, kind of expanding our CNG maybe. Again, all of this needs to be
CNG, natural gas?
Compressed natural gas. That's also an easy filter. So those are just kind of some things I'm working on. But and then as far as tours, we absolutely can go look. All we need to do is walk to the corner of the street and look. and then I can send you a website where we track our hot water production and consumption of BTUs on that system. It's online. I'll show that to you. We should go to the convenience center sometime. The transfer station is a little bit tricky. It's really dangerous, and you have to wear bright yellow and hard-toe boots and all these things. Convenience center we can go to. It's better if we can carpool there because the road gets bottlenecked really, really badly. So we can set up a date for that via email. The CNG station is right up the road. We can meet and walk over to that one day. There's lots of other things, and I can come up with another list, but we can definitely start with the PV system or the solar thermal system. I'm trying to think. Those will probably take us a couple of times to meet through, and then there's lots of other things that you can't take a tour of, but you can see, like, we did a really big lighting upgrade in our facilities in 2009, I think it was 9-10, the stimulus money where we upgraded all of our fixtures to CFL lights, so that saved a lot of money for us on energy costs and whatnot. So there's lots of little things that the county's been doing that have really just saved money, but also saved energy or resources. So, but yeah, I would love to show you guys some stuff. I'm sorry the rest of our committee's not here. I'll meet with them another time to take them.
Isn't conservation just good global housekeeping?
Is what?
Isn't conservation just good global housekeeping? If you would run your home a particular way, why wouldn't you run your community?
Mm-hmm. So, but at any point, if you're wondering what I'm doing, or if you're wondering what engineering or solid waste is doing, just please call one of us, and you know, we're happy to share it with you. And definitely part of you being here is me being able to educate you on what we already do and help you get some ideas. So happy to help at any point. Thank you.
On your agenda is the new meeting schedule. And our next meeting is, of course, January 8th. Same time, same place. But it'll be a whole new year. Do I have a motion to adjourn and go over?
Perhaps I could ask you a question. Is there bylaws applicable to this advisory group? Do we have, you know, the rules and regulations applicable and bylaws to it?
Yeah, I.
And what does it say about people who don't attend the meetings on a very regular basis?
They have what, three times and they're out. Or is that my vestry meeting? I'm forgetting. Charter. There it is. Membership meetings. Attendance. All members of the committee are expected to attend the regular and or special meetings of the committee. Any member not able to attend must notify the secretary in advance of the meeting. Any member missing more than 25% of the meetings in a calendar year will be subject to an appointment review by the Board of Commissioners.
By who?
The Board of Commissioners. That would be the county commissioners. They can reappoint somebody, in other words.
So you can't miss more than 25% before being referred for review.
Yeah, and when
so
we
that
were...
Would be
one in four.
Yeah. Well,
more than a half.
I don't think it's been enforced.
No, I don't think it has. No.
And how long a period do you give them to miss a fourth? A
is
year?
A year, or annual?
Yeah.
Well, it's quite often in these type of committees or advisory committees that they get people who join them for a while and then fade away.
Yeah.
And I think we need to know what the provisions are to people who fade away.
Well, I think at the end of the calendar year, which is now, we should maybe go over who has missed a fourth of the meetings and suggest to the commissioners that they reappoint somebody. But Francie, for example, her husband died, and there have been two meetings. I think the reason you're supposed to let people know is there's probably excusable reasons. Glenn is out of town, and let me know.
Well, kind of like Sheila.
Yeah,
she had research that she was supposed to present, but...
Yeah. Stuff happens.
Yeah.
Family first. But, you know, there are reasons, but... If your personal life is in such a state that you need to miss, you know, all the meetings in a year, maybe you should graciously step back and let somebody else be harassed by people sending them emails and saying, aren't you coming to the meeting?
Okay.
I mean, the way we had meetings before, we upped the frequency. I mean, if you miss one meeting, that's 25% of the meetings.
Yeah.
In a year's time.
That's kind of low. Yeah. Yeah.
So what is it? Like you miss today, but if you're not here next time, then you're gone. That kind of
thing. Well, you referred to the commissioners.
25%, there was some discretion.
I'm reading
like I said,
this.
It
yeah.
wasn't really enforced.
Yeah.
It hasn't been enforced.
I'm reading this with discretion in that they would not have put in the part of that members not able to attend should notify the secretary.
Yeah.
in advance of the meeting, why would they have to do that unless there is such a thing as an excused absence? So,
yeah.
As far as I can see, these two are excused absences.
Yeah, yeah.
Oops, sorry.
If you're going to make a decision, though, if you know, so say, like, if we came up with something today, we knew in January you needed to vote as something on the committee, you could probably also get an electronic vote. I don't know how that's written, but I would assume that that would count.
More and more organizations are going to that, allowing for that. Say you have a weather problem, the January meeting, and
right.
We needed to vote on something, we could take a digital
vote.
Well,
then we could reschedule then if it was a weather issue, right?
Yeah.
And or we could just do it by email if it were.
Yeah, or phone.
Yeah.
Did we circulate a list of everybody's email?
It's there. You got it.
No, we have, but I can send the roster around if you'd like a copy.
Okay. Was that just for me that you sent that out at the beginning of the year?
Yes, to the chairman.
Yeah,
that was
okay.
True.
Yeah, no, everybody should have that.
Yeah, everybody should.
Sure.
Okay. Anything else? Anybody want to make a motion to adjourn? Okay. You're seconding. I'm looking right at you. Everybody in favor of adjourning and going over and looking at the hot water?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye.